This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming at you live from deep in the heart of Texas. On your phone calls right now and then. We'll get to a lot of important financial news in the next segment after other calls. HSBC warns the world economy faces a titanic problem. That ties into why is China taking control of physical gold? Huge news on oil market volatility, new ISIS attacks, and more. Even the Hill newspaper criticizing the Federal Reserve, reckoning for the Fed. It's all coming up. But right now we're talking Jade Helm. The callers really haven't gone to my question, though. They're calling in on Jade Helm, which is nice. What do we do about it? I mean, we know it's for domestic operations. We got more video of the military training to raid houses with the police and take guns in South Carolina. We know what's happening. What do we do? Stigma in Florida. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex Jones. I want answers. Listen, quick, though. I think that C.D. Jackson was more Goebbels' contemporary than Bernays. But anyways, listen, I'm a homeschooler of two kids that are unvaccinated. What do I do when CPS shows up at my door like they did in Kentucky? What will my neighbors do?
Well, you very calmly open the door or don't open the door and make your decision. At first, I wouldn't open the door. I don't open the door for strangers on my time. But if you do, just tell them, listen, there's no law that you have to vaccinate. So, no, I'm not going to let you in here to try to cook up stuff, you know, so you can claim you saw something so you can try to take my children away. And I know my rights, so I understand that you've been given some report or something, but it's frivolous. So I demand to face my accuser. I've been through this before. That's what I've done. But as long as you're very confident, being scared of them is what they want if they're bad ones. They have the highest turnover out there because a lot of them aren't bad and just quit. So you end up with a bunch of bad ones left. But I actually know social workers they're some of the most upset people about what's happening. I know social workers that take care of old people that are really good people. And they're the ones blowing the whistle on nursing homes and hospitals not taking care of folks. And then they get in trouble. So, it's like blaming TSA. Well, the government put them in charge. By the way, that's in the news in my stack. Came out Judicial Watch. In fact, I got to find it. I had it here and I can't find it. That they knowingly grope genitals for fun and then make fun of people while they do it. I mean, it is sexual assault. But they're trying to pass laws to make vaccines mandatory. They want to make you take hundreds of them. And it's basically a firing squad. I mean, Mexico just banned giving several vaccines this week because it was killing people. But there's the headline, documents, TSA, sexual abuse rife. Travelers have breast penises felt while screeners roar with laughter. Stuck his hands down my pants and grabbed the top of the penis and placed his fingers in the butt crack. Yeah, I have in Vegas had a man grab my genitals. First time ever, only time. And he just smiled up at me and looked like he'd seen his heavenly destination. And so, I mean, I've never been sexually assaulted, I guess, until then. And I guess he did it in a friendly way. So, I mean, you know, I did once in juvenile hall have the guy put me in the shower and say he wanted to have sex with me. And I said, you know, I'm going to physically defend myself. I was 14. I wasn't a wimp. I was in there for beating somebody's head in, who'd start a fight with me, but I had to wait till the next week when there was a court hearing. And I said, hey, my dad's going to kill you. So the guy said, fine, I'll go get somebody else. But I never had them actually put their hands on me till then. But I'm sorry, I digress. Go ahead, Stigma.
Yeah, no, I just think that, you know, your answer to Jade Helm is, you know, neighbors need to get to know each other. And when that SWAT truck rolls up, then it goes down. Because it's got to stop somewhere.
Well, here's what happens. The first contact will be a bot probe. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you, Stigma. The first probe will be a bot to come out and see if you'll just submit to be assimilated quietly. Don't run with your friends. Then if you refuse or ignore a court thing, then maybe a SWAT truck comes later. So if you're talking about going down with a SWAT truck, you don't wait till they come if you're going to go offensive. Just want to explain to everybody, you don't wait till they come.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're back.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a fire starter. The type of fires I want to start are in the minds of men and women to burn away the fog of sleep, the trance that the general public is under, and to ignite the drive to reclaim our birthright of human freedom and dignity. We have a caller, Stigma, who's homeschooling his children. He says he's not going to give them forced inoculations. California's trying to pass laws to do it. But in areas like Kentucky, well, there's not even laws. They're showing up and taking people's kids saying, you are not inoculated. We say that that is neglect when it's not neglect. Neglect is giving kids deadly vaccines on record that are killing people and making them sick. And the good news is people are waking up to this and they're getting upset. Now, I want to explain something. I've read Total Resistance. from different resistance movements against the Nazis. I've probably read 5 or 6 books on guerrilla warfare. I have studied it, not because I'm planning guerrilla warfare, but because I've studied so much military history and so much political history that I have found histories on guerrilla warfare interesting, guerrilla warfare. But then you can also add it into what's currently happening today, and they program everyone through the media to believe what you see on TV is how stuff goes down. The reason they want to go after the military veterans and say in hundreds of published reports, well, it's actually thousands because AP would be in thousands of papers, thousands of published reports that the veterans are the enemy and are a terrorist force that may destroy America and must be dealt with. Well, gee, what's the globalist force planning that they know veterans will fight back? Well, they're going to take their pension funds. They're already taking their guns incrementally. It's a test. It's happening right now outside of law. First, they can't buy guns. Then they get a police visit, and they take their guns. And the wife's there saying, do what the police say, honey. But the cops are just errand boys. It's like in Apocalypse Now, he's talking to Colonel Kurtz, the assassin, the Army officer. And he says, what are you? And he goes, I'm an Army officer. He goes, no, you're not. I'm an assassin. No, you're neither. You're an errand boy sent by a grocer to collect a debt. Man, the writing of that movie is just so incredible. Everything is like a lesson, every line of it. And it's so true. But the feds had to discredit the militia movement back in the 80s and 90s, so they went out and created most of the major leadership groups to then act foolish so they could brand it as silly and as hidden and as cornball. All the real militias are just shooting clubs and military history clubs, and they're all made up mainly of veterans, and they're real. And believe me, the feds know about them. But the military is the enemy because in the next 5-10 years, and things are accelerating, the entire military in actual combat is going to be autonomous robots, ground, sea, air, undersea. That's all been announced. They're announcing 90% of workers within 10 years in China will be robot. They're announcing you won't have doctors soon. It's going to be a robot and a robot anesthesiologist. That was all announced yesterday. This is a plan. Do you understand? It's AI. You want to know how AI was going to take over? They're just building it and believe they're going to merge with it like it's their god. Robot pets are going to replace real ones because they're going to have regulations and laws against their poop saying it's bad for the earth. See, they're going to charge you for everything to socially engineer you. And they have to have an artificial economy to where you can't afford anything and have to do what they say so you comply. Oh, I can't afford the insurance to drive my car myself, so the robot does it. And then soon that's too expensive, so you ride the bus. See, and they've all said this is the plan. They have children's cartoons in British school showing the world in 2025 where you get meat once a year and you never get to take showers and where you live in a 250-square-foot coffin apartment if you're well-to-do. That was out 6 years ago. It's now already being implemented. Do you understand the systematic regulations of the Global Compact, Agenda 21? The Rio de Janeiro Global Treaty. I just got chills again. My God, this is so evil. A systematic evil takeover. And getting us under their control in compact cities is only to get us lined up while they then exterminate the third world with wars and soft kill weapons that are going to be are just being tested right now. It's going to be off the chart. Thank God we're in these compact cities. Thank God. And then they're going to shut the borders at that point. They're just bringing in enough immigrants to cause infighting right now. Can't be in the rural areas. Contagions can spread in those. And we've had nanotech get out. And there's going to be all these controlled, contrived crises. And then what's going to be left? There's going to be 45, 50, and 60-year-old veterans who still know how to fight, who've still got weapons buried, who will be ready to maybe when stuff's so bad and they're watching plagues rage and, you know, billions die, they'll remember everything that was said. They'll know that the old-timers told them what was happening. They will engage the local computer centers. It'll be satellite backup. It's Terminator, folks. We're about to face it, okay? For real. And they'll take out some of those centers, and then they're going to have the big global robot armies directed by the UN and others are going to come in and try to dig us out. They're going to have nerve gas, bioweapons, everything else. They're going to try to mop up. Their main enemy, they're just preparing, is going to be the vets. Because it's only going to be combat vets working with scientists and people that are technocrats but who aren't evil are going to be in a huge war. It is going to be the most incredible war ever. And more I realize I just need to get ready and get people ready for the battle space. I need to just try to affect the future battle space. I'm not an enemy of the cops. I'm not an enemy of the military or the bureaucrats even. 95% of these people have no idea what's going on. But we're trained by sitcoms and movies that the SWAT team invincibly pulls up at your house to get the rebels, and they stack up at 3 a.m., and, you know, you think bed bugs bite? Well, we're really going to bite you. If a real civil war breaks out, which I don't think they want to do right away, they want to have some smaller ones, just a beta test, you don't, and I'm not saying do this, I'm saying if you really were going to resist, you don't go out and engage the SWAT team. You don't go out and engage, notice they're branding, you protest with the Soros money by shooting a cop in the head. No. When it all goes down, they're going to bomb the cops and stuff and said we did it, trying to get them like a bunch of bees to come after us. And they will. Don't worry. And those of you that want some fight, you're going to get it with them. But the point is, it's the bureaucrats and the criminals and the leadership. In a war, you don't go for the grunts. You go for the big boys. And I'm not even talking about these puppet politicians. I'm talking about these globalists. We all know who they are. And there's millions of us in every major country that know the enemy, know we're in a science fiction movie, understand what's going on, and we're not going to give up. And when it really gets bad, you think people are awake now? When people know they got nothing to lose, that's why they're getting ready to go after the military incrementally. You're going to see this twisting, this demonization in movies and sitcoms and books where the vet's the bad guy. The vet releases the bioweapon. The vet does this. The vet does that. Because it's going to be those battle-trained groups when they phase out the military and steal their pension funds and put them on death panels and no treat list that are going to be there, that are going to form the fist that the pro-human intelligentsia in a death battle are going to throw at the enemy, just hoping humanity makes it. I mean, we're getting ready for the huge AI war, folks, up against an AI system wired into everything. It's already sentient. That's clear. It's already operating. It was a couple years ago, looking at all the data, and everything suddenly shifted, and we were up against something so much more sophisticated. I saw everything shift at that point, and it's gotten worse. And by sentient, it doesn't think a sunset's pretty, folks. It's wired into everything we're doing. It's based on our brains, and it's learning off us. It's learning how to drive cars down the road. It's learning how to kill us. It's learning how to farm. It's learning how to, it's autonomous. It is autonomous, and it's sentient. And that's why all over the world, inoculations are forced now. All over the world, you can't have cash now. It's all going to start accelerating. My God, it's so epic. Oh, my God. And believe me, the part of me just says, you know what? Give up. Move out in the country and just wait for everything to unravel. I'm not going to do that. I've had 3 children. And you know what? I think I'm going to have more. I'm going to double down and bet on God. And I'm going to commit myself fully to fight these people. And I'm going to pray to Christ to give me the words and the intellect and the discernment I need and to control my anger because I'm so upset at these people. I'm so mad knowing them, studying them, having to look at them, the psychopaths. I hate them. We all need to pray and get ready because I'm going to go back to stigma when we come back in James and Ron. I'm not even holding for an hour. I've gone too long here. I apologize. It's just that all that matters is the species survive now and we not be taken over by this evil. I mean, my God, folks, the vets are on don't treat death list. We abort millions of children a year. We're killing the old people. I mean, the future is just hellish. The bioethics, disposable humans. I mean, human life's always been cheap. We're in the mopping up process. Do you understand? The decision's been made. And it's just like Chuck Norris said to his son, you know, you can get killed making this movie with Alex Jones and Gary Haven. And he meant that as a good thing. You know, you understand what you're getting into. But we're all going to die anyways and let innocence be taken over by evil if we don't fight back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line?
It's easy.
Just punch in 1-605-562-6120. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 1-605-562-6120. Now you can listen to Alex Jones when you want.
Bookmark the Alex Jones 24-7 listen line number today.
1-605-562-6120. 1-605-562-6120.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There's a war on for your health and a war on for your family and your soul and your future. The caller, Stigma, was asking earlier, segment before last, I went on a rant, what do I do when the SWAT team pulls up to forcibly inoculate and there's not even a law? Well, the answer is you're not there when they show up. You make it hard. You go to a family's house. You go to another state. You engage in low-intensity information warfare, waking people up now in a campaign ahead of that to affect the future battle space. But then if the Civil War kicks off, or part of the Civil War, a precursor, and they're coming after you, you don't kick it off with their minions who they can care less about and who they want to make martyrs. You start identifying the power structure now, and you begin attacking them in the info war, letting them know they're being lazed and targeted. Just like special forces will mark a target first for what's coming in behind it. And that's all we're doing here, is trying to have a peaceful discussion so the elite aren't totally insane, so we pull back from Armageddon, so we pull back from all this evil, but regardless, we know it's all coming on, so we make preparation. And you do that by engaging the enemy in the info war, and we're doing it. And you remember, they're not the authority, they don't have the power, they're losers. They signed up to a god who's a loser, who isn't a god at all. Their god is a fraud. Stigma, does that answer your question?
Yeah, you know, Alex, I feel like a piggy bank to my municipality, and, you know, I'm not necessarily worried about them forcibly inoculating. I'm worried about them coming grabbing the kids like they did in Kentucky. You know, I just...
Well, they were on Facebook showing their ideal life, and they unfriended somebody who then filed a report. And they saw 10 blonde-haired, blue-eyed kids. You can get half a mil apiece for them. And so you do the math, that's $5 million. And so, and if you got a black-haired child with green eyes or blue eyes, there's quotas of up to $1 million on them. We had a state senator on who was about to expose it. They killed her 2 days before she was going to come on. Shot her in the back of the head at her house.
They are. They need to quit serving no-knock warrants for misdemeanors and civil infractions. And, you know, if not, I think that they're taking a risk themselves.
Well, they prepared the SWAT teams with Daryl Gates and the CIA as declassified in the 60s and 70s as an exchange going after terrorists or bank robbers. Well, yeah, big cities could have units like that. Now they have them for the most pettiest stuff. And it's death squads. It's an intimidation force. It's what horrible third world nations in North Korea have. And now we have it. But CPS warrior Nancy Schaefer gunned down. And remember, that was 5 years ago. Associated Press. Let's go to more calls. Ron and then James and then Smith and Luke. Ron, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I do understand. Something happened in Vermont yesterday that helped put the puzzle together for me. You know, it's, the Jade Helm thing, you know, they're trying to, they're successfully demonizing groups. Cops versus the blacks in Ferguson. I'm not a cop, and I'm not black.
But you can see the artificial manipulation. People don't need to pick a side. They need to pull back and realize it's all bull.
If you could let me finish, you know, I'm neither of those. You know, when the BLM, you know, went after the libertarians, I'm neither a rancher or a libertarian. You know, I'm not a veteran. So when they, you know, took their health care away, I didn't care. But, you know, yesterday Vermont took away the philosophical exemption. And this really strikes, you know, the mainstream population because it affects everyone. And, you know, remember you said that DHS was getting targets of pregnant women. And, you know, like, well, how can you put that together? Well, you know, when there were 300 of us at the state capitol giving testimony, you could see, you know, how juxtaposed the mothers were when they were giving testimony.
And they don't care if 98% of the people that show up in California or Vermont are against forced inoculation. They just do it. And, yes, for those that don't know, Vermont just voted to get rid of philosophical exemption, saying you're not smart enough to say no, you don't have free will. We're going to let Big Pharma force something into your body.
There was amendments, but it got defeated. But some senators actually wanted to jail people who conveniently would lie to get on the religious exemption. And the one other thing that I want to...
Then they're going to phase out the religious. They're coming. I hear you, brother. You want to add something else? Go ahead.
because GMO will allow them, they won't have to rely on fetal tissue any longer. They won't have to rely.
We're on the
mark. Stay there. I'm going to come back to
the
you.
Empire's on the run.
I'll hear what you had to say, and then we're going to go.
Alex Jones and
Luke
the GCN
Smith,
James, Radio
everybody.
Network.
We're
going to
James after Ron.
It's been July with Extendo-Bite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance.
We're here Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And then we come back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News with the great Jakari Jackson, David Knight, Leanne McAdoo, Darren McBreen, Rob Dew, Marcus Morales, and many others behind the scenes. And let's not forget, we have the great radio slash TV crew that also helps the nightly news. There they are in there. We're going to cut to a feed of them doing a fabulous job as usual. and they have evil founding USA flags behind them, George Washington and the Don't Tread on Me and our own Molon Lambe flag. I just realized we ought to put that gold on black flag and make a flag, a Molon Lambe flag. A lot of folks have Molon Lambe flags that are a rifle or something, but how about with the Spartan helmet? Now, before we go any further, Anthony's got a bunch of really cool news, exciting positive news and some negative news on the whole Monsanto Roundup front and more. We'll be going to him in about 5-10 minutes, but I wanted to finish up with Ron, James, Lauren Smith, and Luke. But here's the deal. I end up talking with the guests, and they talk, and then we make points. It's very spirited, good discussions. I got to get through these calls to get to the other news I haven't hit yet. Ron in Vermont, yeah, you're on the air. Finish up your point about them coming with the forced inoculations and wanting to have amendments. I saw that in the articles. I have it right here. To arrest people that don't go along with this. And then imagine big companies make you take whatever they want, and they've got liability protection. A hellish recipe. So, yes, it is tyranny. But go ahead and finish your point, Ron.
Yes, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Catholics, take the religious exemption because aborted fetal tissue is used to grow some of these cultures. And again, the same is true for the Jewish community where the gelatin and the vaccines are used from pig skin and hooves. But with GMO coming down the pike, you're going to see all of that done away with, and then there will be no more reason for religious exemption.
No, you can just say that you, as a person with your experience with God, do not trust this and that God's told you not to take it. But you can also just say common sense has told you not to take it. I know they've gotten rid of the religious exemption. You need to change those politicians. You need to get involved. You need to remove them. Every time a child gets hurt taking vaccines, everybody needs to put it on YouTube. We all have to be media activists or we're going to lose everything. That's the thing. Thank you, Ron. They're coming for everybody's freedom now. The hammer's dropping. And I told you this 4 years ago, that we look ahead a few years and you wouldn't believe how insane it was. And then 2 years from now, you'll look back, this will be a great time. And then 10 years from now, it's going to be robot cars almost everywhere. 10 years. It's going to be the whole military, basically robots. But they'll still have human brigades that will be celebrated. So you'll still have this ceremonial humans. So the public won't even know most of our military is robot. Already, most of the aircraft are. I mean, I've learned how the enemy operates. Autonomous battleground robots, you name it. And they keep shelling for 15 years, these different MIT robots that are just nothing, that run off lawnmowers and stuff. No, the real robots are submarines and jets and fighter bombers, and then they've got for decades, and I was told about classified stuff a long time ago by a colonel, and since then it all came out. Imagine a Ford F-150 Raptor, okay? I happen to know this, some of the stuff they've got. Imagine it's got a robot gun in the back that goes off of heat signatures, sound, you name it, 50 cal, can scan, shoot people for miles while it's driving. While it's driving, not aiming, just boom, 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 boom. And then it looks like a joke. That part of this came out in the Honolulu Advertiser or whatever it's called a few years ago. It showed one of these, quote, robot tanks. It was just really a truck. And it looked like a joke, like a kid drew it, but it was real. It had like 10 guns on the front. And drones that have like nerve gas and everything else. Just a little drone, but it flies up, throws out canisters of nerve gas. You're all dead. I mean, it's on, folks. It isn't robot like Terminator. It is over the top existing platforms. They've got current stuff that's like out of the movie Minority Report, but it's not as elegant as the little spiders. But you're locked up in your house, and a robot that's small, that has like 8 legs, just vzz, up your steps. It walks up your front step, targets the door with its shotgun or other systems. Some of them have a laser will just cut a hole for itself. It cuts a hole, basically, and some of them have a welding thing as well. And it doesn't matter if your house catches on fire, doesn't care. And it just, or it's got an extinguisher. They're doing all sorts of, and it just vzz, comes through. It's got a shotgun. I mean, this is the stuff that's going on here. And the humans are done, according to the elite. But here's the thing. These autonomous systems are being hooked into these big battle computers that are pre-programmed, that are hooked into the larger, they admit the Pentagon has this map of the world supercomputer that's classified. Its existence is admitted, but it's the one that they basically call the big brain that is probably sentient, and it's tied into Google, and it's running all this stuff, and the smart meters in your house and your car and everything, and Google and NASA and everything's just all merging, and it's, I mean, it's sitting there looking at everybody right now. You want to see where its minions are here? It dials in. It's got all your photos, where you went, where you what you did. It can listen to you. It can photograph you. It can videotape you. This is its little node that you carry and love. And, oh, where is my little smartphone? This is it. And they built it. They say what it's for. Bill Joy, again, 15 years ago, went to a meeting of 200 top computer owners, billionaires. And they had a weekend meeting at a luxury hotel and over beers. They discussed, what do they do with the people? And they said, you know, if we just let people play video games and play virtual reality games, and they'll still hurt the earth. And it's just the best decision is just set up a grid, organize it, entertain them while we kill them. And so you see the whole thing being phased in. I'm going to go to more calls now. James in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? I'm just going to hit a couple quick points here. I know you're crunched on time. I'm an Army reservist, and I work in psychological operations. And, you know, I'm somewhat abreast of the Operation Jade Helm. And
by the way, I'm going to apologize because I don't really read what's out by people's names and people volunteer it. I thought you wanted to talk about Army PSYOPs. I didn't know you were in a PSYOP group, and I apologize for making you hold for 50 minutes. So James, you've got the floor. What type of PSYOPs are you in?
Well, I'm in psychological operations with the U.S. Army. It's more specifically known as a PSYOP specialist is the job title.
No, I mean, I know what it is. I'm saying specifically they got you working on domestic stuff or foreign stuff now?
It's foreign. I'm in a reserve unit.
Okay, so go ahead and give us your take on Jade Helm.
Well, in Jade Helm, I don't know the exact orders are being given for their mission objective. But the way psychological operation works is you probably already know this. You've read all the Army manuals. It's all public knowledge. It's to the main mission objective is to gather information, i.e. intelligence, and to use that information later on in your mission, to use all pertinent information that was gathered from your target audience. In this situation, the target audience would be the American people, obviously. But as I was saying, you know, I've been on multiple field exercises. I haven't been deployed on any specific mission. If I was, I probably wouldn't tell you anyways. But the exercises we're doing are almost identical to the news I've been hearing about Jade Helm.
That's what I've been saying. Jade Helm is just one big 10-state operation. They're already clearly going on simultaneously all over the country.
Yeah, exactly, Alex. It's actually referred to as scenario training exercises in which there's an invading force such as special forces or infantry and a small team of psychological operators are attached to that team or, you know, special forces are also trained in psychological operations.
So and it can be a reasonable mission, but the larger unspoken mission that the troops may not even know is to acclimate the locals. I mean, are you guys aware of that, or what is your view of Jade Helm?
Well, see, my view of Jade Helm is what they're doing is they're placing these troops among civilians so they have a more realistic training environment. I don't know exactly why they're trying to acclimate troops to the American public, if they are trying to take on the American public or not. I'm not sure why SOCOM decided to run with this mission in the manner that they have. But as I said before, their main objective is to their focus is the target audience. And in this situation, the target audience is the American people because they have soldiers, operators out in the public, who are in sterile uniforms. They're completely unrecognizable as soldiers or operators. And they're basically going around and probably questioning people, trying to strike up a normal conversation, you know, just taking notes on people's everyday lives. But as I said, I don't know any exact details.
Yeah, they're training them to be comfortable working with the local police and others and then selling the PSYOP that it's for overseas when obviously it's dual use. But we know from the training operations we've exposed that they are in some of these training to take on militias, American gun owners. I found out one of the most popular things is ROTC with the officers, or people that are going to be officers, that they, quote, take on a militia. And that's generally played by National Guard or active duty. In fact, I know that happened just a few years ago down in San Antonio, one operation. So that's my issue. Have you seen all the news articles where the military is training to take on the Tea Party and all those headlines?
I have, Alex. You know, I'm not too sure how I feel about that. As a reservist, contemplated going active duty, and, you know, I'm not really too keen on what's going on right now. I'm not really sure if I want to pursue a career
What's your bottom line? What else did you want to get out? The reason you called into the show.
Well, that really was my main point. You know, training exercises, they use OP4 individuals who are playing as role players. And in these training exercises, like I said before, it's all scenario playing, but this isn't a scenario. They're actually training among real people, so this is the real deal, like you said before. And people need to take this seriously. You know, they need to not be vulnerable sheep. They need to pay attention to their surroundings, really focus in on strange-looking characters, you know, really try to pay attention to details in conversations. Someone comes up to you and starts asking you, you know, a bunch of questions about your daily routines, about, if you're in ownership of firearms or anything like that, you know, just really pay attention to that. But those really.
Well, I tell you, this is blowing up in their face. This is blowing up in their face. And it's really meant to condition the military to accept this and to gauge who will do this in the military. And I don't know exactly everything they're going to pull because it's so big and so long, but I know this. Over and over again, they use drills as the smokescreen to carry out real operations, which they then false flag and blame the Patriots. And so this could be a cover for something larger. What do you have to say to that?
Roger that. Yeah, that makes complete sense. A lot of times they will use that. The military will use smokescreen tactics as a false flag, like you said, especially in the world of special operations. You know, I'm just a low level grunt, but I read a lot of. I'm fairly abreast on the literature of former special operations that have been conducted throughout the world, and that is a common tactic that is used in the world.
It's in the Army Special Operations Training Manual that WikiLeaks released, which they said was real. They're trying to indict the folks involved in it, and it says, you know, go here and take this class in false flags. So, I mean, they have a false flag class at the Army. And I don't need to be told about it. I had family that told me about this stuff from multiple angles. And, I mean, let's just say this. The public just isn't ready to handle all this, I tell you. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All I know is it's ramping up. It's aimed at us, and that ain't good. I mean, I'm against aiming it at innocent countries that didn't do anything to us, like Iraq. I can't believe Jeb Bush came out and said he'd do Iraq all over again. Iraq did nothing to us. Our government put Saddam in. Our government had Saddam attack Iran. Saddam had women in college and Playboy. I'm not saying Playboy's good, but, I mean, they were free compared. Saddam could go stand in front of 15,000 people with AK-47s. Any citizen that wanted guns could have them. And when Iran or Saudi Arabia tried to send in operatives to take over Iraq, he'd round them up and kill them. I'm not saying that's good, but let me tell you, compared to everybody else, Saddam was a cupcake. And now, look what you got going on. Anthony Gucciardi joins us. I'm going to go into overdrive to talk to Luke and Smith and Lauren and Brandon. I'll get to everybody. But, Anthony, you've got some really exciting news to break down with us on the Monsanto and other fronts. Tell us about some of those articles that are coming up.
It's so insane because, just like you were saying, the attack right now is so incognito and so concise that most people don't get it. They just don't think like that. They don't think just in the realm of glyphosate, Monsanto's chemical and their number one best-selling herbicide Roundup, they don't think in the way that even the World Health Organization researchers did when they said, hey, we're going to go against the World Health Organization. A branch of it went and they researched it, and they found that it was indeed causing cancer. Massive.
They've now done humans test.
They've now done the test. They've done the research. They've made the announcement. It is causing cancer. Mainstream media was forced to admit it. And the result is cities now, countries, you name it, are banning glyphosate.
Countries every day or two.
Yep. And Bermuda is the latest one. And Bermuda suspends glyphosate-ridden Roundup indefinitely. And the announcement was effective immediately. All importers of glyphosate will be notified that the approval for glyphosate products have been suspended pending the continued assessment of emerging research.
And let's explain. This isn't like a little bit of lead can give you cancer and then they hype it up and ban, you know, some piece of furniture and it's all fake because it's bound to the paint or something. This is in all water supplies in the U.S. It does give you cancer. It grows breast tumors. If you want to see your wife and daughters die, you know, keep drinking it.
It's even in New York City, in Central Park, they were finding all these people were getting cancer. They didn't know why. They were spraying it with Roundup and glyphosate over and over again. The people walking in the park were getting sick.
Well, these are the folks that created Agent Orange.
No, absolutely.
And, of course, the big secret is they knew they were adding, this was declassified, I had a general on about it. They were adding nerve toxins to it. It was actually a nerve gas. It wasn't really for plants.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Last year, in the Nevada desert, one family took a stand for freedom. New Mana Food Storage was the first and only company to support the rights of the Bundys. While others stood down, New Mana took donations and provided storable foods to the men at Bunkerville. Founded by patriots who believe in liberty, New Mana Food Storage is GMO-free, great-tasting, and easy to prepare. Food is freedom. Buy New Mana today at PowerPrepper.com. New Mana, food storage you'll love to eat at PowerPrepper.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free Everstrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freesurvivalmatch.com. That's freesurvivalmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freesurvivalmatch.com today.
I read the news today,
oh boy.
An angelic voice.
A lucky man who made the grade.
I love humans.
And the
I was thinking about how opera singers can break crystal with their voices.
Well, I just
the globalists say we're all ugly and pathetic. so we'll feel ugly and pathetic and lay down so they can have the world for themselves. You know, I got an idea. Not going to happen. I'm going to do at least 20 minutes of Overdrive, Infowars.com/show, if your station doesn't carry it, because I want to finish with your calls and all this other news and the five piece I haven't gotten to for 2 days for some reason. But we got shocking, horrible news. A federal bill would require all public school students. Notice worldwide this is happening. It's the global push is on because it's in the TPP treaty, forced inoculations. Vaccinate All Children Act does not contain exemptions for reasons of conscience or religion. It's just national forced inoculation because they want to help the children. We had that nurse on at the big hospital. They go, all right, we got 70 preemies in there. The orders give them all shots for the bio board, the bioethics board. And they say, all right, get the emergency teams ready, prepare. Get the defibrillators, get the innovators ready. They're going to start dying. They give them the shot. Within 10 minutes, convulsions, blood coming out of the nose. Then they battle to save them. It's like cutting your leg off and giving you a tourniquet. The government loves you. But Marco Rubio, Anthony, he says that there's no NSA spying. None. He said it. By the way, we have a Monsanto, one of their top lobbyists, who says he's not a lobbyist either, up in Canada, saying he'd drink glyphosate, but then saying, actually, I won't. So here's that clip.
I do not believe that glyphosate in Argentina is causing increases in cancer. You can drink a whole quart of it and it won't hurt you.
Patrick, you want to drink some? We have some here.
I'd be happy to, actually. But yeah. Not really, but...
Not really?
I know it wouldn't hurt me.
If you say so, I have some glyphosate.
No, I'm not stupid.
Ah, okay, so you
well, you're not stupid. I know
it's dangerous,
I know,
right?
I know people try to commit suicide with it and fail fairly regularly.
Tell the truth. Oh, they fairly regularly fail in India.
No, it's not.
So are you ready to drink one glass of
No, I'm not an idiot. Interview me about golden rice. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, then it's finished. Then the interview is finished.
That's a good way to solve things.
Yeah. Oh, here, complete
sure. Anyways, that's the guy that popularized, you can drink it. He goes, you know, people fairly regularly survive drinking a cup. Wow, you sometimes you live. That doesn't sound bad at all. Sorry. I think I'm going crazy. How much more? The thing is, it gets more insane every day, Anthony.
Well, that's how they win. If it's so insane, it's normal. It's so insane that your brain can't handle it that you just accept it. Just like that guy saying he'll drink a whole glass of it. When he knows fairly well that fairly regularly people survive by trying to kill themselves every 30 minutes in India because Monsanto goes over there, gets them to sign contracts. The Indian farmers says, you'll make so much money, you'll have so many yields. The Indian farmers make no money. They're poor. They're in debt.
And then it's a smart way to rebel. It's like burning yourself alive. They drink it and it kills them.
Well, they have honor, so they go ahead and they take the same biopesticides they were given of the Roundup and they drink it.
That's killing their family. Everybody gets sick in the village.
Yep. And I would change his quote to people eat this fairly regularly and don't die. Because we're eating it every day.
Now, the honeybees die when they get it. But it's okay. Who needs them? They're racist. I mean, you know.
No, they're racist. And we're bad, too, because we eat it and ultimately get cancer. But it's hard to prove a long-term thing like that.
But they just had a big study out of Europe where they did the town that uses it, but they had towns that didn't, and like cancer was like triple.
Oh, yeah. Well, we know it's causing cancer. The World Health Organization.
All right, we're going to go to break and come back and go to your phone calls. Just ride shotgun, Anthony. You got a bunch of news with us. Some stations don't carry the fourth hour. Some do. We love you all. Infowars.com/show. Please support our local M&FMs, become sponsors, spread the word about them. Don't take this broadcast for granted. We're being attacked by the globalists because we're dead on. We are over the enemy. We are dropping info bombs. We are devastating. Thanks to God's help. All right, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. That news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Please tune in. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.